Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
What if I told you everything you know about the world is wrong?
What if I told you that all the things you believe to be possible, impossible, are in fact very much possible?
Reality is not what you think it is.
It is so much more complicated,
fascinating, and above all, terrifying. We are at the fringes of the map.
And there's more than just dragons.
You can see Hugh, he's kind of like doing something, he's scrambling about. He, at one point, pokes his head between two rocks, sees you coming, and then, like a big wide-eyed expression, he slips back and he's doing something behind the rocks. Meanwhile, Wilbur, mm-hmm. I will make for you a survival, let's say wits. Wilbur, you and, I'm going to say Squirrel goes with you. Mm-hmm. Squirrel, every now and then you could just hear the wheezing and the of him taking another breath from his inhaler. And the two of you, you find a iris, which you know irises are actually native to the French countryside. Mm-hmm. You're a good enough outdoorsman to know that. Mm-hmm. And he finds a jonquil, which is another native flower.
Cool.
You pick one of each mm-hmm. and you start looking for a third together. Meanwhile...
Uh-huh.
What's your plan here? Are you sprinting after him?
I would like to chase after the rat, yes.
All right. When you get in between the rocks, you can see that Hugh is covering something up. You can see there's disturbed dirt in front of him. He's finished covering something up. He stops when you get there to look at him. Can I help you?
No, I can help myself. I push past him and start digging.
All right, you start digging. I wouldn't do that if I were you.
You dig then.
No, I'm not digging.
What'd you find?
I didn't find anything. What are you talking about? He says, you need to make a empathy. He is trying to mislead you. There's nothing going on with the dirt. You could see in the time that you've been squatting down and began starting to dig, he was quite obviously egging you on, trying to get you to dig. He's taken a few steps back. You could see he's hiding something behind his back.
Can I leap like a cat onto him?
You leap and then poof, hit the dirt in between the two of you. He turns and runs. Are you going to chase after him?
Yes.
Okay. Meanwhile, Wilbur, you and Squirrel attempt again to find another plant. Squirrel maybe points and is like, is that something? And then looking at it, at first you're like, oh, it's just cranberries. And then you're like, wait, cranberries are also native to France.
Oh, God, I'm smart.
You pick some cranberries, each of you, and you head back to your dad.
Daddy.
We found the three things.
Well, actually, on your way back to your dad, you see Hugh sprints past you, and then your sister is in close, in hot pursuit.
Oh, clothesline!
Oh, my God. Anyway, so Hugh's running towards me.
Yeah, he runs right past you.
Clothesline!
I attempt a clothesline.
Okay, cool.
Why?
You attempt to clothesline Hugh, but he just ducks right underneath your arms.
Snake! Rat!
I look at Colby and I sort of shrug. Well, I tried.
Hugh, as he keeps sprinting, you see Ralph and Harry both with arms full of, not arms full, but both of them have found at least one plant each mm-hmm. appear out of the brush. Hugh pushes past both of them. She's gonna kill me! He keeps sprinting past both of them. They, Ralph and Harry, both look at you, Colby, as you, I assume, sprint past your brother.
He's going to kill me!
What would you like to do?
I'm just going to let them sort that out. I have no interest in this. You know, I'm just going to impress my dad with my three plants, and me and Squirrel are going to get our badges. And I'm going to drink some glime later, I think.
I would say Colby, he trips and stumbles over some bushes. You tackle him from behind, and both of you hit the ground. You've pinned him. He's kind of got his back to you. You've pinned him against the ground. And Hugh starts scrambling and screaming beneath you. Don't! What are you doing? Let go of me!
Where are his mitts? What's he hiding?
He's got something squirreled in one of his hands. Are you going to try and prize it out of it?
Yeah, I would like to. So I'm on top of him?
Yeah.
My shin will go in his neck.
Jesus Christ. All right, yeah.
And then I can, like, you know, sit up on my other leg and like just try and get the other stuff out.
All right, that's 7 dice for brawl athletics.
Shin and neck, if I can weasel his arm down so I can put my foot on his forearm and then I can just...
You begin prizing the lighter out of his hand. While that's happening...
A lighter?
Yeah.
No way!
Yeah, I know, crazy. While that's happening, the lighter, by the way, has a monogram on it, HM. You're not sure whose lighter that is. Anyway, while you're doing that, Squirrel nudges you, and at first you think Squirrel is about to tell you about Colby, but then you see that he points up. He's kind of half dropped the plants he was holding. Mm-hmm. He points up at the sky and he says, What's that?
Well, I look up.
First you think it's a shooting star, but then as it continues to move, you can tell from how quickly it's moving across the sky, it actually must be quite close to you. Mm. It's something in the air is belching smoke. You see something flies straight overhead, and then all of you feel the ground shudder a little bit as it strikes somewhere not too far away in the forest.
Whoa! I absolutely run and chase that thing.
Let's go check it out! Squirrel, come on! Colby, you prize the lighter out of Hugh's hand. You have just enough time to register HM before, boom, something impacts in the ground in front of you. Dirt is thrown on you, and both you and Hugh are picked up by the dirt and thrown backwards. Both of you take 4 points of bashing damage.
Whoa.
So, Colby, another thing about damage is that if you start taking, you are just on the edge of it right now, but if you start taking damage into your last 3 boxes of health, you start taking penalties because you're so wounded. Mm. The penalties are the same despite, no matter if it's bashing damage or lethal damage or aggravated damage, but it's a increasingly worse penalty for the more boxes filled. The 3rd last box is a -1 to all actions. 2nd last box is a -2 to all actions. And then the 3rd last box is a -3 to all actions.
How many of you are left? What are you on?
Colby is just on the cusp of taking penalties. Ooh. So you have 7 hit points. You're down 4. Mm-hmm. If you take any more damage, you'll start taking negatives.
Good to know.
You are both thrown backwards. The rest of the campers, in addition to Wilbur, in addition to you and Squirrel, you can hear Harry and Ralph running behind you. Mm-hmm. All 4 of you show up as, I assume, Colby, you are slowly trying to pick yourself up to your feet.
Yep.
You just hear a like a ringing in your ears. You can see Hugh. Hugh says something, but you can't hear what he's saying. You, Wilbur, though, and the rest of the camp is here. He's not saying. He's screaming. He says, "What was that?" He pukes.
Oh, no.
There's a small crater ahead of you, and you can see steam coming off something in it.
Okay, I absolutely run towards the crater.
I hobble and stumble toward it.
As you get into the crater, the slowly goes away, and you can just kind of hear what's happening. Inside the crater, there is a long, smooth, cigar-shaped object. Mm-hmm. It would be probably about the size of like a coffin or something like that.
Okay. Huh. I think it's a coffin.
I think it's a cigar.
It's shaped like a cigar, but it's about the size of a coffin.
Uh-huh. Okay.
As you...
What's it made of? What's it look like it's
made
of?
Is this a health PSA?
What? I don't get the reference.
Like, oh, if you smoke cigars, you're going to end up in a coffin.
And also
those
fall
cigarettes are going to bury you.
You'll fall from space.
Oh.
It's made of some sort of silvery metal. It could be silver, but you just wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, it's a very reflective surface. By the time that you get into the crater, that sizzling has stopped. You actually can't feel heat coming off it anymore.
Right.
Do any of you do anything? You're just staring at it?
Should we touch it?
Squirtle shakes his head. I don't want to be the one to touch it.
You should be the one to touch it, Squirrel.
I don't think you're possible of intimidating Squirrel into touching this.
Yeah, like hobbling up to being exploded.
Yeah, yes. I mean, you're bleeding from both ears. That plus, I really don't think Squirrel could possibly be more scared of you than he is of some random object that has fallen from the sky.
I try and find a big stick
with
the intention of poking the thing with the big stick.
All right. You're in the woods.
Yep.
You grab a stick and you poke it. When you poke it, it ripples like it's water.
Whoa. Does the stick go in it?
Yeah, it goes in it a little bit.
Oh. Do it again.
Poke, poke.
You create several more ripples. After you've done that, you can see a seam appears in the top of the cigar-shaped object, and then it splits open slightly, and you hear something mechanical going on inside. A, for lack of a better term, hologram is projected out of the cigar-shaped object. You see a strange-looking entity. It's not human, whatever it is. It's tall, very, very tall. You can see that the hologram is kind of made smaller, but you can tell from proportions that this creature is probably, compared to a human, very tall. It has long, loping arms, which touch the ground in front of it. Ooh. But it has comparatively quite short legs, a long cigar-shaped head that sloops backwards, and then two big black bulbous eyes.
Oh, God.
It looks around, and then a little metal object comes out of the cigar. It scans across the entire crater, and the scans go over all of you. The creature opens it. You didn't realize it had a mouth, but then it opens a mouth, and you hear blah, 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 blah. And then it pauses.
That's French, I'm assuming.
No, you think it might be German. No, it pauses for a second, and then it speaks again, but this time in English. I come to you with a dire message. Some time ago, we detected that an alien empire my people are in conflict with sent an infiltration and mind control seed to your planet. We are making all haste to assist you, but we will be too late. You must contain this threat as best you can. It will be near where we sent this message. Search for a crater, a large hole of some kind.
Oh, no.
Beware the creature's mind control seed. It will generate a substance green and sticky.
Oh, no.
The seed is designed to infiltrate systems of power. Trust no one. We will be there as soon as we can. Good luck. The cigar closes and then it begins. You can see rivulets of whatever it is begin dripping, leaking off it. It looks like it's melting.
Mm.
It's a slow process, but it's persistent. What do you do?
I imagine this is meant to happen, so I just keep watching, right?
Yeah.
I don't think I can help these people.
Eventually, you can hear from somewhere back the way that you came. Kids! Kids! Where are you? It's Dad! Kids! Oh, Colby! Wilbur!
Dad, come here!
Wait, but that might not be Dad.
Oh.
Don't you see, Colby? There's a mind control thing happening, I think.
Is that, you call that out?
Yes.
What?
I don't know what the guy said.
Harry looks between the two of you and says, I don't know if we can trust your dad, you know? That seems not kosher.
Yeah. I mean, what they say, it's in positions of power. It infiltrates power. Dad's the most powerful man I can think of.
But Dad would never drink lime.
Hmm. Yeah, you're right.
Some bushes part, and then Mr. Green steps into view.
Mr. Green.
Well, hello. Hey, kids, you best get out of there. Come on.
Okay.
Step away from that, he says.
Do you know what this is?
He shakes his head. I ain't got no idea.
Where's Dad?
Your dad, you can hear him getting closer. Mm. Come on, do you get out of the crater?
Yes.
Squirrel and Hugh get out. Ralph and Harry look a little unsure. They both look at the two of you.
Come on.
I think Mr. Green's fine.
If you say come on, they'll follow you. They'll get out.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
You can see Mr. Green keeps staring at the cigar-shaped object. As soon as you get out of the crater, your dad appears from behind some trees. Oh, what the hell is that? He says, looking past you at the crater. Mr. Green steps out and says, I don't know what it is, but if it's radioactive, we gotta get the hell out of here.
I don't trust this, Mr. Green. Why wasn't he more freaked out? Why wasn't he more freaked out? He is Mr. Green. He probably drinks lime. Mm.
Mr. Green and your dad usher you back towards the limousine. You don't get a chance, honestly. You don't get a chance to slip away. He just, the two of them are keeping a hawk, an eagle eye on the both of you. Mr. Green, as he's walking, opens, he has a flip phone. When you get back to the car, by the time you get back to the car, he's dialed, he doesn't even say who, he's just dialed someone and he's explaining what happened.
Can I eavesdrop? Is he being truthful about the, from what I can tell?
Yeah, what's he saying?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Both of you can hear the conversation. Mm-hmm. All right, so when he opens the phone, at first he says, hey, this is Mr. Green. I need to speak to someone. I've got a bit of an emergency going on. And from the other end of the phone, you hear someone reply saying, I am sorry, I do not understand what you are talking about. This does not seem like, it seems like you maybe have the wrong phone number. And then Mr. Green says, it's okay. I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. The person on the other end of the phone says, very well then, proceed. And then he explains what happened. The person does not respond at all from that point. He just explains, he talks about being at the limousine, seeing the things streaking overhead, hearing the rumbling sound, and then running after you kids. And everything from there, he says, as you know it as well.
Cool, okay.
But the person on the other end of the phone initially says that it seems like they've made a wrong call, but then he keeps going and they just stop talking.
Hmm.
Who are you on the phone to?
As you may be climbing back into the limousine at this point, Mr. Green looks back at you and he says, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's fine. He closes the door. Your dad closes the back door and you drive back to Euro Disneyland.
Huh.
Anything you'd like to do on the drive?
Hey, Colby.
Yeah.
I think...
What are we talking about? Squirrel, who's sitting in between the two of you.
I glare.
Shut up, Squirrel.
Oh, sorry.
I think the big crater that the alien was talking about was probably Euro Disney.
Yeah, and Wilbur.
Yes.
I think maybe the green stuff that they were talking about was the glime.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
Harry
Do you kind of still want to drink it a little bit?
Yes. Do you think it makes this mind controlled?
It really sounded like it does.
Or is it a bar?
Harry and Ralph are both kind of, they're on either side of you. They're squeezing in as well. All of you except Hugh, who is still scared of you, I suppose, are trying to be involved in this conversation. Ralph says, I reckon green stuff sounds like glam to me.
Do you think Mr. Green is also, because it's Mr. Green? That's some kind of code word or something?
Maybe.
Some
kind of code could name?
It could be.
Yeah, maybe he got named after they got taken over.
Maybe.
Okay, let's all
agree. It is a little weird. They'll change my name to Wilbur Green.
I was wondering.
Is that part of it?
What if we just smelled it?
It could be part. Yeah, let's smell it, see what happens. Do you get a little bit mind controlled for a little bit? That could be, yeah. It's worth trying. Let's make Squirrel do it.
Yeah.
Squirrel.
Squirrel shakes his head. I ain't...
Squirrel, shut up.
I ain't drinking no mind control juice.
Shut up. When we get back, drink just a little bit of glime.
But we'll all be there.
We'll all be there. And if you start getting mind control, we'll slap you out of it. Don't worry.
Let's tell the grown-ups that we can actually be in a room together now.
Squirrel shakes his head. I don't know about that.
Squirrel, shut up.
I won't do anything. I won't do anything as long as you do what I say.
You're telling me to drink a mind control juice, though.
Just a bit, Squirrel.
What if you just smelled it?
Smell it. Just smell it.
Just smell it.
Just smell it.
We'll be there. It's not like they can control your mind if we're there.
Yeah, we'll be there. We'll make sure we find Squirrel. Come on.
We'll do some like tests and stuff. You can tell
Harry and Ralph get into it as well. Come on, Squirrel. Be cool. Be cool.
Yeah, just smell it. Just smell it. Maybe one little sip.
You arrive back at Euro Disneyland. All of you get out of the limo, and Mr. Green winds down his window. He leans out, and he starts talking to your dad. Your dad's not really paying attention to you. All of you have, you would have received some wristbands that just let people in the park know that basically who you are. So you can now, if you want, just go into the park.
Cool.
Your dad might notice if you walk away from the park, but if you go straight in, he's kind of facing directly away.
Hey, I'm going to go to my room and have a nap because I'm pooped. Are you guys also pooped and want to come and have a nap?
All of them nod. At first everyone but Hugh nods, but then Ralph kind of nudges him in the side and he starts nodding as well. Mm. Yeah, we're all going to go.
Yeah, Dad was right. That was big.
Big hike.
Your dad turns around. Oh, you're going to go to bed, are you?
Well, just a rest.
Just a little rest. Because you need rest before you go on a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you can't hold on.
And the hike was so tiring.
All right. Well, just letting you know that the park is open.
Yeah. We'll get down in a sec. Yeah.
Okay.
It hurts to do this. I need you to know. Colby has realized they've made a mistake, but this is more important.
All right.
It's for the greater good.
You all head back to Hotel Donald.
We head back to Hotel Donald. That's like my two favorite things, roller coasters and bullying, and I can't do either of them.
All right, guys, we're going to go back to me and Hugh's room and Squirrel's room. Then I'm going to call room service. We're going to get a tall glass of glime, okay? And then we're going to make Squirrel drink it, see what happens.
Squirrel seems still really nervous about this.
Just make Squirrel sniff it, sorry.
Yeah, Squirrel sniff it. Just a sniff.
Harry and Ralph are both nodding. Harry says, yeah, that sounds... Look, Squirrel, don't worry about it. If anything happens, we'll just we'll wake you up. I saw... You know the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie?
Oh, yeah.
It's the same thing where they mind control the parents. Yeah.
Is this the secret of the ooze?
Yeah, I think it might be.
Could be.
Whoa, I didn't know that was, real.
I figured out how to make sure we know how your mind controlled Squirrel. How your mind controlled Squirrel.
Don't say it again over like that, okay. He says. Makes you sound like you're trying to hypnotize me or something. You walk into the foyer of Hotel Donald and you encounter your mum walking out. Oh, good, you're here, she says. Your dad told me something. Anyway, she's got in one hand the lead for Pepper, and in the other hand, she's got Lucas. Can you look after? Are you going back upstairs? You're going to bed, right? She hands you Lucas without even really waiting for your response. Okay. And then she hands you Pepper as well. I got to go. I'm so sorry, she says. Your dad should be back in just a sec. I need to go talk to him. And then apparently she's half out the door. Mr. Green was saying something as well. She keeps walking.
Okay.
She
turns around and comes back. Oh my God. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, fine. Good.
She grabs, first off, you, Colby, by the sides of your head. And you can see she's kind of like checking you up and down. There's a lot of concern on her face. Oh my God, you're bleeding.
What?
There's still blood coming out of your ears.
Did I realize I was bleeding?
No, you probably wouldn't have.
Okay, I do that kid thing where someone says you're bleeding and then you cry.
You're 13.
Yeah.
Your mom snaps at one of the Donald Duck dressed employees and says, I need some bandages now. Give me a first aid kit.
Just put one bandage around both ears. So you're blindfolded.
Your mom takes a travel pack of tissues out of her pocket and she licks the tissue and starts cleaning your face up.
Is it bad?
It comes away with a bit of blood.
Oh my God.
The employee comes back with a first aid kit. And while that's happening as well, your mom she's going from one of you to the other one.
I'm fine, Mom. Stop.
Your mom, you are actually fine. You didn't get knocked off your feet or anything like that. So your mom checks you a few times. And when she's satisfied that you're okay, she kind of focuses on you, Colby. The staff member comes over with the first aid kit, opens it up, and then looks at your mom and says, your husband, he is waiting for you. I suggest you go. I can look after the child. Your mom nods slowly and says, all right, be good, she says to all of you.
Always do.
The employee turns to you, Colby, and says, do not worry, we will look after you. Please, there is a first aid room. Come with me.
Okay, but I've got Pepper.
All right, you bring Pepper with you.
I look at you guys.
Well, see ya.
I'll see you in a bit.
Uh-huh.
I'll meet you in there.
Yeah, bye.
You go to the first aid room. Inside, there is a nurse wearing most of a Donald Duck outfit.
Oh, my God, yes.
As soon as the door opens, Pepper goes ballistic. Freaking out at the nurse, who takes a step back and looks really scared. I am sorry, but we could not have the dog in the first aid room, please.
I'll just go back to my room. It's fine.
You are clearly hurt, she says.
No, it's fine. I was just crying.
All right, then. Bon voyage.
Okay, bye.
You close the door.
Was she drinking lime?
She didn't have a cup of lime in her hands at that exact moment, no.
No desk lime for her?
You should check for ring marks on the desk.
Well, Colby, when you were looking in the room, you did see that there was an open can of glime on her desk.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, when the door closes, Pepper slowly settles down. The employee who walked you here looks at you, Colby, and says, are you certain you are quite hurt? I said to your mother that I would look after you.
That's all right. I feel less hurt now.
I will call your mother if you head straight to your room.
Yeah, I'll just do that. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, Sen. All right. They let you go back after the rest of the group. Meanwhile, you'd probably have enough time to get up to your room. You go in.
I will call. First thing I do, call room service.
Hello, room service.
Hello. What room am I in?
You're in room, let's say 203.
Hello. I'm in room 203. Can you please send up one glass of glime?
Just
put it on the room tab.
I am sorry, but we do not serve glime to the rooms. It is for the park only.
What?
It is for the park. You have to be in the park to order the glime. We are not licensed or something.
You're not licensed for glime?
I do not understand these air.
Okay.
You can only order it within the park.
Okay, where do I get it in the park? It's anywhere?
Any of the concession stands, yes.
Okay, no worries. Thank you.
You are very welcome.
All right, guys, change of plan. We're going to Euro Disney.
Woo! You catch the elevator back down?
Uh-huh.
Colby, you arrive to an empty room.
Where'd everyone go?
You don't know.
Oh, God. Must have gone really badly. Is there... I'm looking
Pepper
for blind.
Starts, Pepper turns to back where the elevators are and starts barking. Ding! One of the elevator doors opens and the nurse steps into the hallway. She moves weirdly, kind of rigidly. When she steps into the hallway, her head turns suddenly in your direction.
Sorry, my dog's crazy. I shut the door.
Pepper... Look, keeps looking at that door and keeps... Ruh, 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 ruh.
Shh.
You hear the nurse's voice. Room service.
I didn't order anything.
Shh, shh. You hear the door unlock from the outside. What would you like to do, Colby?
That's illegal. That's illegal.
The door opens and the nurse is standing in the doorway. Pepper is absolutely losing her fucking mind. Are you still holding the lead?
Yep.
She's not like pulling at it. You don't think Pepper's going to attack, but Pepper is clearly absolutely fucking freaked out at this person.
Yeah, I'm holding the lead. Why are you here?
The woman steps into the room and opens her mouth slowly. Green slime begins drooling out of her mouth and onto her shirt. She puts both of her hands up and lunges towards you. We're going to go to initiative.
Ah!
Oh, boy.
All right, you get to go first, Colby.
I would like to dive between her legs and run into the still open elevator.
I will call that an athletics dexterity minus her defense. So it's one die total.
I'd like to use some coal power, please.
All right. Mark off 1 point of coal power.
It's not very sustainable.
What are you doing?
Okay.
Are you just letting go of Pepper?
I assume Pepper's going to follow me.
Pepper will follow.
You duck between her legs, and you can see the elevator doors are slowly closing. Pepper has not followed you. The woman turns around and sprints towards you. Colby, you can either... try to tussle with this woman, and Pepper is kind of focusing on this woman. She's not coming with you. You could try to grab Pepper or call to Pepper, get her to come over to you, but that is kind of guaranteeing that you're not getting into the elevator, or you could try to duck into the elevator. All of these are rolls. None of them are guaranteed.
I would like to try and leave it to the last minute and duck out of the woman's way so that when she tries to tackle me, she's... Like, I'm trying to use her own weight against her. Like, if she's trying to jump onto me, I'm trying to get out at the last minute so she ends up falling over.
She knocks you to the ground, and kneeling on top of you, she just tries to barf glime into your face. You need to make another dexterity athletics check.
Yep.
Three dice, okay?
You give me another.
Using some coal power?
I'm using some coal power. I just don't want to get got.